Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening. Oh, I'm so glad to be back with you. I was off in Iceland last week and having an amazing time with my granddaughter and some of her classmates and one of my good friends, and I missed the show. I was probably sleeping while you were
asleep.
Having the show because it is 7 hours different than the time. So I know that Kelly and Elaine did an amazing job in exploring the concept and the step of intention. So I thought I'd ask Kelly a little bit about what they talked about last week, and then this is our last week to talk about intention and try to come to some conclusions on how we can best incorporate this step into our forward journey. So, Kelly, can you just share a little bit about last week, and then we can check in and see what we've been doing and how we're progressing in our own use of this step of intentions?
Well, with Elaine, we always talk about getting quiet and really paying attention to what our inner, our inner voice, our inner yearnings, our wanting and needing for that forward movement. And so we continued to talk about that. We continued to talk about how she uses intentions, and she kind of uses them as a to-do list. She has she might have an overall intention. She talks about being focused, and then with that focused energy, she was going to get A, B, C, D, E, F, G done. So we talked about that and how she uses it, and that's how she encourages her clients to use it as well. And I talked about that's similar to how we do it in Fearless Living, of how we have an intention and then we set goals to support that intention. And so we talked a little bit about that. And then we also talked about, she gave us a challenge at the end of the call to really take the time to sit and listen to what our heart was yearning for in the future and what steps we could take to make that happen, because it's very possible for us to have, that new job or be in a new place or have a different outlook on who we are or, whatever our focus might be. Like, our focus is self-care this year. So in 6 months, what could we be doing better about taking care of ourselves better? What would be our mindset? Mm-hmm. How would we think about ourselves or our bodies or the way that we're eating or the different things that we've been working on? And what would that look like? What would that future look like? And then having that, setting an intention towards that and having goals towards that. And so that was something else that we talked about last week.
Good. I think that I was reading something that she had on Facebook this last week when I got home from Iceland. I got home from Iceland on Friday, and then I had to return to a training down in Long Beach, and so I really didn't get home until late Sunday night, and I was checking Facebook because I hadn't really been doing that while I was gone, and she had a couple of posts on Facebook about the power of being quiet and focusing on inward focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking how, that capacity to be inner focus helps us to be more aware of who we are, and also allows us maybe to be more in tune with our intuition as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it the still small voice that guides us and propels us forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I really like that component of Elaine's work about just being inner focused and being quiet and listening to what our soul really wants, and then believing that we can have that, and mm-hmm. then our actions and our choices can be more focused on that, really, that, you know, that kernel of truth that's really within our souls. And I thought about that a lot while I was gone, because it was interesting. I was with a group of people. There were 10 people in our group of probably, I don't know how many, maybe 35, 40 people that were on this trip together, different schools that had come together. There were 10 of us, and I didn't know any of these children, these young people that were on the trip, except for my granddaughter and her friend. And so I was really observing and being quiet and observing these children and watching them interact with each other and interacting with them. And I just felt I was much more able to connect with them because I was observing and listening rather than talking and, you know, being out in the center of the, I don't know, just I wasn't
mm-hmm.
being loud or being trying to be funny, or I was just really listening and observing these kids and their interactions, and then really listening to my granddaughter and observing how she reacted to other people. And it was really very interesting to be able to just be, and
mm-hmm.
my intention being to support her and to get to know her better and to build our relationship through this opportunity to be together on this amazing trip and climb glaciers together and walk behind waterfalls and climb hundreds of stairs and, you know, just all the fun things that we were able to do, and be in a beautiful hot thermal spa called the Blue Lagoon, and just all the things that we were able to do and connect. And I felt like it was an amazing opportunity to listen to that inner voice.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have lots of opportunities to get quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're out in this beautiful nature, you know. So it was an amazing experience. And just thinking about intention, that, you know, it just really gives you that gift of being able to be centered mm-hmm. in yourself, you know, and being able to pick yourself up, and no matter what, you know, it's relying on the qualities of being that you have claimed as your own, you know, through your understanding of mm-hmm. who you are and what is your freedom and what is your essential nature, and just, you know, really connecting with that. And I just felt like
mm-hmm.
it was an amazing opportunity to better understand intention. And even though you may be misunderstood by other people when you're quiet, it really isn't about other people and how they feel about you. You know, it's about you
mm-hmm.
and about you connecting to that part of you that's your soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. It was really interesting. I felt like mm-hmm. I was able to connect.
Yeah.
With
well,
that part
here
of
is another opportunity to connect. We have a caller on the phone,
great.
And they hopefully have a question. So let's bring them on. And you are unmuted.
Hello, it's me, Sharon Osborne. How are you today?
Sharon Osborne.
I
what
love
you
hearing
your about?
Show so much. It gets me through my day as a television host, and up until recently, the wife of Ozzy. I'm
Carrie?
Single and ready to mingle. Anything goes.
Well, how has connecting to your intentions been helpful to you?
I'm on a show called The Talk with a bunch of other loudmouth gals. It's exactly like...
I don't think that's really her. I don't know what
well,
that
I'm
was.
Did she say goodbye?
No, I muted her.
Oh.
It sounded like a recording and some kind of advertisement.
Oh, okay.
Or
well,
something.
Whomever it was, we appreciate their joining us and hope that they're able to connect with their inner self and help them with their work. So, Kelly, how are things going with you and your life in terms of practicing these intentions and these steps in order for you to move forward?
Well, one of the things that Elaine brought up last week was different tools that she uses to remind herself during the day. And that's one really big thing for me, that I have lots of alarms and reminders that go off on my phone. And there is a newer option on my calendar that I can set reminders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily something I have to cross off that I've done or anything like that. It just pops up and then it's gone. And so I set a reminder last week to just go off and, you know, it tells me trust yourself. And so it's just like, you know, once a day I get this little reminder of, you know, to trust myself. And I might add other things like I love you or you're beautiful or something else. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have, you know, some positive reinforcement during the day. And, you know, where it can, you know, it's something that's just already set up and automatic. So that's something that I've done this last week.
That's good. I want to acknowledge you for doing that. I know I wish I make lists of things to do, and that's the way that I can progress through my day and keep focused on my goals and intentions. And I write an intention, and then I write under the intention, I'll write my daily, the things that I'm going to be doing that day, and try to keep that intention focused. And we talked about intentions can be overarching intentions or they can be very specific intentions. And so we might have an overarching decision, the intention that lasts for a longer period of time, and then maybe a daily intention. And so for me, I have overarching intentions, but I also set more specific intentions to keep me focused on moving forward. So are you working with an overarching intention or both?
Well, my overarching intention is to trust myself more. So that particular reminder that I set for myself is definitely an overarching intention. But I think that I've also been working, well, I don't know about working, but I do a lot of thinking before I take action. So I've been, you know, thinking a lot about just, you know, how I try to approach situations or how I've approached situations in the past and my intention going forward, regardless of how the situation ended up in the end, that my intention stayed true and I stayed true to my intention. And that now that, you know, I might be in the aftermath of the situation going bad or it's not, I don't need to not trust that I did what I, you know, that I did a good thing or that I made the right choice or, you know, something like that, that I can trust that I had good intentions going in. I stayed in those intentions. And regardless of the outcome, I can still learn from it. I can still grow from it. And I can still continue going forward with the, you know, with the same intentions, maybe using different skills now because I've learned new things and hopefully having better outcomes in the future. But that I don't need to change who I am because of a bad outcome, or I don't need to not trust myself because of a bad outcome. Because, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, we teach in Fearless Living, or, you know, share in Fearless Living that, you know, to detach from the outcome and to, you know, invest in what's going on and detach from, you know, everything else. And I was very invested. I am very invested in pretty much everything I do. I really give a lot of myself to the things that I'm committed to. And regardless if they go the way that I want them, that investment is still has value. It's still good. It's still something to trust. And it's how I want to show up. So that's been something that I've been thinking a lot about this week. Because I have in the past really questioned a lot of my decisions, which feeds the Kelly, you shouldn't trust yourself, you know, side, you know, mm-hmm. give, you know, ammo to my fear. And so I've been really, really thinking about how it doesn't really matter how it turns out, because I can trust that I was doing the best I could with what I had and what I knew, and going forward, I will continue to do the best that I can with what I know and what I have. And because of all of the things that happened in my life, I continue to learn and grow and know more and can do better. So that's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Because I think, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about how our intentions can kind of be a gateway to opening ourselves up and recognizing that we are doing the best we can with what we have and our circumstances, and that our intentions are connected to, you know, to our soul's desire, to our essential nature, and we call that in Fearless Living, to our will of freedom, which is fueled by our essential nature. And so I think it's amazing that as we open ourselves up to our intention, then we can stay focused. So for you, mm-hmm. that overall intention of trusting yourself is like a benchmark, you can just connect to that and ask mm-hmm. yourself, is this choice that I'm making right now congruent with my intention of trusting myself, or am I letting fear keep me from that intention, and then mm-hmm. really help you to make a choice. And the fact that you're opening yourself up and you're allowing yourself to be who you are, not attached to a specific outcome, but to growing and to becoming more mm-hmm. more trusting of yourself, and mm-hmm. being able to see that growth in your decision making. And that you're moving forward. And I mean, everyone that knows you has seen that transformation in you this last year, where you've been able to just open up and take risks, and not only take risks for yourself, but support others in taking risks, and really be, you know, support to other people as well, as they're learning to trust themselves and to take risks and step out of their comfort zone. So I acknowledge you for that, and I know that others have as well, because they've seen you take action in writing a blog, take action in building a website, take action in putting yourself out there to start Business in a Box, and just really stepping out as a coach. And even with the responsibilities of being a young mom with a number of children, and yet really reaching for your goals and what you want in life. And I think that's extremely inspiring to others, and especially to me. So I think your action loud is your words, because you've done exactly what you just talked about. You've learned to trust yourself, and to, because of that, you've made quantum leaps in your business and in your confidence.
Well, thank you.
So kudos to you, Miss Kelly.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's still very much a process, but
sure.
My word this year is willing, willingness, and I definitely have been trying to, you know, stay on that and continuing to be willing, willing to step out and say yes, and to, you know, put my money where my mouth is, type of a thing, you know, not just say, yeah, that would be great, but to actually do it. And I have been taking, you know, little steps towards that. Like I've been, you know, I keep getting these feelings like I need to put more reminders up, like on my walls and, you know, the mirror, in my bathroom or different things like that. And I actually put up in, because we've talked about it, the Pathway to Change workshop that we did in New Jersey. I was a participant at that workshop. And so a couple of the exercises were to draw pictures. And one is to draw a picture of your intention. And when I was at that workshop, I drew a picture of a shining star. And I said, I am to have joy. And then when we did the workshop in Tulare, Terry facilitated. I was supporting, but I also got to participate a little. And I got to participate in doing the drawings. And now it had only really been like a month or so since I had drawn my first initial picture of my intention. But when I drew my other, I wasn't thinking of the first. And my picture of my intention at the at our workshop was lots of stars. And it started, you know, I was at the top and I was shining down and I was shining to the side because my husband's star was to the side because I want us to be equal partners. But I didn't put any responsibility on him to shine towards me, but he was shining down to the next layer, which was five stars, which represented our kids. And then it just continued to be more rows of stars, or more stars in the rows as they went down, and just, you know, being able to influence people when you're willing to shine and you influence other people to shine, and they influence other people to shine, and they influence other people to shine, that, you know, that, you know, it can just keep going and going and going and going as every, you know, as people affect other people for good. And that was my intention drawing at our workshop. And so it's just interesting to see how, you know, from just 1 month to the, you know, to the next, kind of almost, how my view had already expanded. And actually the other drawing that I drew, I don't remember when I drew it, but I drew me standing on a stage with lights coming down and the curtain, and I have a, you know, a sparkly dress on and all this kind of stuff. And I drew a similar picture at ours, but I had shine coming off of me, and I was so big that I was, you know, was taking up to, you know, more of the stage. I couldn't be contained on the stage. And so it's just like, you know, one month to the next, how, you know, so it, even little steps that you take can expand you, you know, expand your view and your vision of yourself and what's possible and what you're capable of. You know, it doesn't, it's not like, oh, well, I'm going to be doing this work and it's going to take a year, or it's going to, yes, you're in a year, you're going to even be even more different. But I mean, little changes can even just in just a month, you know, really expand your view of yourself and what's possible. And, you know, and just being willing and setting an intention and taking those little steps forward, or big steps forward, or, you know, stretches or risks, or, you know, stepping into that die zone, however, you know, whatever you resonate with, you know, and just moving forward, you're going to see that expansion. You're going to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that it's really exciting to recognize as you go through these steps, you know, that we're now to the step of intention, that comes after possibilities, because once you've seen the possibilities, then if you set intentions around those and your choices support those possibilities, then you're really starting to make that transition to where you're able to live the life that you intended to live. And in fact, the next step that we'll be starting in the month of July is trust. And so once you look at all these possibilities and you set these intentions where you're willing to practice and to move forward and to make choices and to learn from whatever happens, because you're not tied to the specific outcome, it builds that trust. And that trust is the 10th step on this journey of connection to where we're connecting with our freedom and our true self. So we're getting towards the end of the 12 steps that then just start over again and just continually circulate through our growth. You know, our growth will always be compassionate, connected, aware, willing, you know, living in the present moment and being accountable to our intentions and to the possibilities that we see. So it's when you can start to see how all of these steps fit together and provide these strategies for us to be able to trust our decision making, trust our decisions, trust our intentions, and then, you know, move forward into the last few steps that we're going to be covering. So it's amazing. And we've just been really fortunate to have this opportunity to work with Rhonda Britton and to read her work and to be in her presence and to practice these strategies with our clients and with ourselves to really manifest these decisions and these intentions in a way that helps us to grow and to be willing to practice these and to be accountable to ourselves, to our true selves, to that soul within us, that spark of our essential nature that God created each one of us to be unique and special and to love one another and to love ourselves. So it's an amazing journey, and I feel like this is our second time in as Fearless Generations to go through these steps with our listeners, and I'm just as excited to start our third time through them, because they're just amazing, and our understanding of utilization of these steps grows every time that we have a chance to talk, you know, for us to talk about them from our own perspective and then to share them with others. And now we're sharing them in a workshop as well. So we'll be doing another workshop in September, and we hope to be doing them every other month at least somewhere and continue to share these 12 steps that help people connect to make that connection so that they can truly have that possibility and intention of moving forward in their life. So it's exciting. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. And we are having our coach retreat next month, so that's really super exciting as well.
Yes. We're going to San Antonio and spending several days with our community. And I know that we'll be really happy to share everything we learned there with you as well. So that's coming up the end of July. And we're really looking forward to that. I've never been to San Antonio, so it's going to be exciting.
Yes. And we have some guest coaches coming on. We're going to have one of our favorite repeats of Danny Fung. And he'll be on, I think, week two of July, and we might have some other special guests as well, just finalizing dates with some other people. And we will have a show next week, but it will be early. We will be at 3 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time instead of our regular 9 o'clock. So for East Coast listeners, if you would like to listen at 6, please do so. And our Pacific listeners, please, that would be at 3 and Central's 4. So maybe we'll have some more listeners live with us, but we figured it'd be easier to do it early since everybody's going to be out watching fireworks at 9. So you got to still go and have fun with your family and friends and have a happy 4th of July.
Very good. Well, I think our time is up, so be fearless, and thank you, Kelly, as always, for your insights and your wisdom, and I look forward to seeing you later this week.
You.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.